I could barely think for the noise. The key was on my key ring, and the key ring was attached to the key in the ignition. I slammed my foot on the brake, fishtailing to a stop in the middle of the road. I looked in the rearview mirror after the fact, relieved to find there were no cars behind me. I deactivated the alarm and took off again. Several cars were between me and Morelli. He turned right, and I gripped the wheel tighter, creeping along, inventing colorful new expletives as I made my way to the intersection. By the time I turned, he was gone. I slowly worked my way up and down the streets. I was ready to quit when I spotted the van parked in the back lot to Manny's Deli. I stopped at the entrance to the lot and stared at the van, wondering what to do next. I had no way of knowing if Morelli was behind the wheel. He could be stretched out in the back taking a snooze, or he could be in Manny's ordering tuna on a Kaiser to go. Probably I should park and investigate. If it turned out he wasn't in the van, I'd hide behind one of the cars and gas him when he came into range. I pulled into a slot at the back of the lot, four cars down from the van, and cut the engine. I was about to reach for my bag when suddenly the driver's door was ripped open and I was yanked from behind the wheel. I stumbled forward, slamming into the wall of Morelli's chest. "Looking for me?" he asked. "You might as well give up," I told him, "because I never will." The line of his mouth tightened. "Tell me about it. Suppose I lay down on the pavement and you run over me a few times with my own car, just for old times. Would you like that? Do you get your money dead or alive?" "No reason to get testy about it. I have a job to do. It's nothing personal." "Nothing personal? You've harassed my mother, stolen my car, and now you're telling people I've gotten you pregnant? In my opinion, getting someone pregnant is pretty fucking personal. Jesus, isn't it enough I'm accused of murder? What are you, the bounty hunter from hell?" "You're overwrought." "I'm beyond overwrought. I'm resigned. Everyone has a cross to bear. You're mine. I give up. Take the car. I don't care anymore. All I ask is that you try not to get too many dings on the door and you change the oil when the red light goes on." His eyes flicked to the car interior. "You're not making phone calls, are you?"
"No, of course not."
"Phone calls are expensive."
"Not to worry."
"Shit," he said. "My life is shit."
"Probably this is just a phase."